Hello. It is Monday, February, last day of February, 28th. We've had a very, very dry February. It's hardly felt like winter, except in the morning. Some frost in the morning, most mornings, but then warming up a fair bit during the day. The picture that you see there that I sent earlier is a picture of the couples who made it to our activity on Saturday that the Alvarez did a great job organizing. I was surprised at the ones we had, as how many we had, and even though there were a good number missing, it was the first time we've done it in a while. Take some encouragement, perhaps people to arrange their schedules and so forth. And so it was a little bit of a late notice this time, but a great start, and we hope to do them more regularly. And Juan and Tete will be doing that, and hopefully they'll be able to keep that going. Juan did an excellent job with the lesson, just a message for the married couples. And so yeah, some of them can really, really use the specific direct counsel and advice. So that was a great thing. That was Saturday evening. And then yesterday the services went well in the morning, and it looked, I could tell there was, it was a good crowd there. Last week was a little lower, this week was more. But since we had for the first time put the chairs back as pre-COVID, in other words, not separated in, little groups and so forth, I didn't realize until today that there were almost 90 there. So the attendance is coming back to pre-COVID days, and we're able to do it without. The only thing we have left so far is the masks, which I hope will disappear for inside buildings pretty soon. And I did my second day of coloring pages for the children, and then I gave them a little treat afterwards. So I was quite the popular guy right after the service, with all of them coming and showing me their pictures. But one of our young ladies, Sarah, she's from Romania, one of our good young ladies, she's going to be taking care of that. She hands out the pages, she hands out the coloring, the pencils, and then they, pretty soon, if not this next Sunday, the following Sunday, they'll start going to her and getting their treat and letting her do that. That'll free me up, because otherwise, it takes a good bit of time there, and I can't be saying goodbye to believers that perhaps I haven't been able to greet even before the service. So then on the morning devotional that I do at 9 o'clock on YouTube, it wasn't live this week because I had gone to Logroño, where I sent you that video coming back from visiting him. I don't remember what day that was, Thursday, Wednesday, something like that. And so I did something new, and that was I set the video to play at 9 o'clock, to go live or to go public at 9 o'clock. So what it was sort of odd. At first I didn't think I'd like it much, because I like the interaction of being able to be live and chatting just a tiny little bit with those who are on, before I start. Well, this way it goes live, and I can watch it like anybody else, just watching the video, which allows me to chat with everybody. So it was a lot of fun. But anyway, Tim gave a bio, and then he talked about the institute coming up. And I probably told you all this before, but and then he gave a challenge as well, a little devotional. So it went very well. And I think some people are getting excited about the institute next month. Then let's see what else. Okay, I'm in the process of two publishing projects. They're actually republishing the Ayer the Miracle book that many of you have read, I would think. At least, many of those who have been to the farmhouse and so forth. I'm wanting to republish it through Amazon because it's just so much more practical. but it's a lot of work to redo the whole thing. I never did it originally anyway. And then we're also wanting to republish Dad Allen's book, The Joy of Ministry. And it is going to actually be like a second edition with some extra things in it, some extra chapters and content. And again, I didn't do that one originally either, so we're republishing it on Amazon. It's going to take a while, but I'm trying to work on these every day for a little bit every single day to get these done so that soon they can be purchased easily, you know, through Amazon. So that's taking a fair bit of time. I almost wish we could maybe break away for a couple of days and just knock it out, but doesn't look very likely. This coming Saturday, we have a men's activity, and it'll be the first time. It'll be another ministry kickstarting after COVID, and we're going to do it at the Seaport Church where David is pastoring. So a number of our men will be going, and then maybe some of his, and hopefully some from Edun as well. So we hope to have a little a group of men there. We'll have a little bit of breakfast, and then I'm going to be focusing. I'll be teaching this time. I don't know if I'll teach each time, but we'll be focusing on leadership, you know, qualities of leadership for the men. So we'll see how that goes, but it'll be a chunk of time for our men, three hours out of their Saturday morning. So, you know, it'll be take some encouragement to get some of them, because, you know, many of them work a lot and they have very little time, on just a little bit on the weekend. So anyway, hopefully it'll do well. Appreciate your prayers for that. That it'll go well and be a blessing and encouragement to them. So after this, sometime today, I'll send you a brief little clip that I took of the congregation singing yesterday. And then I'll share a link. The link is for a promo video that my friend Josue Valcarcel in Barcelona did for the English gospel booklet on Nicodemus. It's called Inner Peace. So anyway, I just share it with you. I popped it up to YouTube, and I'm not going to send it directly on WhatsApp. So if you're interested in watching, it's only a minute long. So if you're interested in watching it, then you can click on that and see it. He did a pretty neat job. He did a lot better job than I could have done on something like that. So I appreciate his help. Okay, well, I'll let you go. Thank you for your prayers, your correspondence, your interest in the ministry, and trust you have a great week and a great entrance into the month of March. God bless you. Goodbye.